You lusty young bachelors, pray now attend. Here is joyful good tidings, which to you I send. In the city of Westminster lives a fair maid, who has 200 pounds to her portion, 'tis said. Any young man may have it, if he'll open her hole, but it lies at Newcastle, and all in sea coal. She told a young man whom she loved as her life, that she had a desire to be his sweet wife, and entreated that he would be loving and kind. Then an excellent fortune of her he should find, if he would be but willing to open her hole. He should have all her money, likewise her sea coal. He fain would have fingered her money, we find, but to love her, alas, he was no ways inclined. Though she often had kissed him and called him her dear, yet the innocent damsel was never the near. He refused, it seems, for to open her hole, though he might have her money and all her sea coal. If any young gallant her love would obtain, for to languish and lie at her feet is in vain, or to tell her you're wounded with darts from her eyes, such a sort of fond wooing she'll scorn and despise. You must kiss her and hug her and open her hole, then she'll give you her money and all her sea coal. It seems she is beautiful, charming, and fair, and as plump as a doe with fine delicate wear. Should you search the whole city of Westminster round, a young lass more delightful is not to be found. Come away then, some gallant, and open her hole. You may have all her money, likewise her sea coal. She'll not have a man that is aged and gray, that shall cause her, when married, to wander astray. But she'll have a brisk gallant, both brawny and stout, that at half an hour's warning can yeck her about, that can hug her and kiss her and open her hole. He shall have all her money, likewise her sea coal. Young gallants, why will you stand in your own light, when a beautiful lass does so friendly invite, and entreat you to taste of those amorous charms, which are now to be found in her soft melting arms? Make no longer delaying, come open her hole. You shall have all her money, likewise her sea coal. That man that will pity her sorrowful moan, though he has not a groat in the world of his own, he shall soon be invested with her happy store, though it was above 20 or 30 times more. If he will be but willing to open her hole, he shall have all her money, likewise her sea coal. Whoever comes to her may have the reward, though a tinker, nay, cobbler, or tailor, good lord, so he has but the absolute parts of a man, and will do his endeavor as much as he can. For to kiss her, and hug her, and open her whole, he shall have all her money, likewise her sea coal.